Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Gimel, mitzvah 103, the mitzvah of Haktaras Ketores, the mitzvah of the burning of the special incense in the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed in Parshat Tetzaveh, V'yasisa mizbeach miktar ketores, one should make a miktar mizbeach, the small mizbeach, which has three names. The little mizbeach inside, each mizbeach has three names. The outer one has three names, the inner one has three names. The inner one is called sometimes the mizbeach Haktaras, because that's what's done on the mizbeach. Ketores. It's also called Mizbeach HaZov, because it's made out of gold, and it's also called Mizbeach HaPnimi, the inner Mizbeach. The outer Mizbeach is called Mizbeach HaChitzon, because it's outer, Mizbeach HaOla, because the carbon Ola, among other carbonos, and Mizbeach HaNechoshes, right, the copper Mizbeach. So three names for each of the Mizbeachos. But the Torah tells us it's a mitzvah to make the Mizbeach HaKetores. Tomorrow, or next mitzvah, next week, not exactly sure when the next year is going to be. I don't think on Purim I'm going to have time, but we'll figure it out. Maybe Shushan Purim will have the next year also relates to the Mizbeach HaKetores. We will talk then about the problem that many Mefarshim bring up. Why is this Kli mentioned here and not in Parshas Truma, where all the other Kalim are mentioned? We'll mention one answer, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes, but a number of the other answers we'll do tomorrow when we get to an Aveira that also has to do with the Ketores. But it talks about the structure, V'tzipiso zozav tahar, es gagov, es kirosav, you shall line it with gold, its roof, its walls, and v'yasisas habadim asei shitim, we have badim, we have rods on this little mizbeach, v'nasato so lefnei parochas asher al aron ha'edus, you should put it in front of the curtain. Right, this mizbeach Ketores is right in the middle. Right in between the menorah and the shulchan. It's put right in the middle of the heichal, finishing out the three special kalim. V'hiktir alav Aharon ketores samim. Baboker baboker. Every morning Aharon, or one of his messengers, meaning any of the kahanim, bring ketores every day. Baboker baboker. Behe tivoas aneros yakirena. It is done when the neros are taken care of. That we discussed a few days ago. What is hatavas aneiros? Is that lighting them again? Is that cleaning them? We had a machlokas between the Rambam and other Rishonim, whether you light the menorah in the morning as well. But this is the mitzvah of haktaras ketores, and that's what the chinuch describes. Shenitztavu akonim lahaktir ketores samim pa'amayim b'chol yom ha'mizbeach hazav. It's a mitzvah to be maktir, burn ketores, burn incense on the Mizbeach HaZov twice a day. Just like I didn't finish reading the Psukim. Uvahalos Aaron Asaneiros Benin Bram Yaktirena, ketores tamid, fnei Hashem l'dorasechem, also in the afternoon. Just like there are a couple of avodas that happen twice a day. One is the carbon tamid, one is the ketores, one is the special carbon of the Kohen Gadol. Today is the ketores. Shene emar, as the Pasuk says, v'hikter all of Aaron ketores samim baboker baboker, behetivo asaneiros v'chulu. There is another time in the Torah that ketores is talked about, and that is in Parsha Kisisa, the following Parsha, after Tesavah. There it also talks about the ketores and the specific types of spices, and if you look in the Smag, Sefer Mitzvos Gadol, he quotes those psukim as the real source. And Rav Asher Weiss says, this seems to be l'shitaso, because the Rambam and the Chinuch always quote the first pasuk in the Torah that talks about a topic, while the Smag and others mention the main place where it is mentioned. Here it's just one or two psukim derech agav, but in Parshas Kisisa, that's the main source. That's why the Smag quotes that one. But the Chinuch and the Rambam quote our source. Continuing, ubechal shana v'shana mitzvah aleim la'asos mimena kedei lahaktir b'kamosha aminu. It's a mitzvah to make enough ketores to last the entire year. The asiyasa v'hamitzvah shenasis b'bechal yom nechshav l'mitzvah achas. Says the Rambam, the making of the ketores and the burning of the ketores is one mitzvah. Lefisha sof mitzvah asiyasa in a lahakter book, because that's the whole purpose. The afal pishnek suvin shel mitzvah matzona bein asiyav haktara. Even though if you look in the following parashin kisisa, it sounds like reading the text that there should be a separate mitzvah of making the ketores, and then another one in our parsha of Tetzaveh of burning the ketores. It sounds that way, says the Chinuch. Shneamar b'seder kisisa kach lacha samim v'chulu al asiyasa v'kan kasu v'hikter olav aron v'chulu af. So it sounds like two af al pikein ra'isi l'machashvi ha'mitzvahs shechosh v'nakol mitzvah achas ein bazem machlokas b'neim klal. There's no machlokas about this. Everybody counts making the ketores, even the Ramban, as we'll see in a minute, what he argues on. He and the Rambam both agree that making the ketores and burning the ketores is one mitzvah. If you look in the Rambam says this. That's where the Chinuch gets it from. In Shorish Yud, it's probably the shortest Shorish out of the 14 Shorashim that the Rambam starts off Sefer Mitzvahs with. The shortest one is the 10th one. It's one page. Hashorish Asiri, She'ein Ro'i Limnos HaHakdomos, Asher Heim L'Tachlis Achas Menatachlios. It's not fitting to count a Hakdoma, a preparatory stage to a mitzvah. You don't count that as a separate one of the 613. Pa'amim yavo tzivuyim b'Torah, ein osam atzivuyim hei mitzvah, aval hei makdamos, la'asiyas ha-mitzvah, ki'ilu hu mesaper, eich roi sh'teyaseh ha-mitzvah hi. It's as if the Torah is telling you how you should do something, but it doesn't really mean it's a separate one of the 613. Examples, and he gives a number of examples. Number one, he talks lechem apanim, the making of the lechem apanim and putting the lechem apanim on the shulchan, as we had only one mitzvah. Then he quotes our case. V'yalderech hazeh ba'atzmo. Starts quotes one beforehand also. Ein roisha yimne amru v'yicho elah Hashem and zayizach, avol yimne amru lahalos ner tamid. Don't count creating the oil, taking the shemen, even though the Torah says it, take shemen, that's not a separate mitzvah, to make the oil. Lighting the menorah, v'alzeh aderech pa'atzmo, yimne amru kach l'chasamim, avol yimne haktoras b'chol yom, kamo sheba bo hakasuv, ba'boker, be'etivos, aneros, yaktirena, v'chulu, v'zuhi ha-mitzvah ha-menuyah. So the Rambam is very clear, and the Chinuch echoes the Rambam, that when it comes to making the ktoras, and burning the ktoras is one mitzvah. The fact, though, this is just an important note, we discussed this earlier as well, the fact that the Torah mentions it, it doesn't mean that it's a separate mitzvah zaseh, but if we think about what the Netziv would say about this, he would call this a special type of hechsher mitzvah. Remember the Netziv in the last She'iltos, in She'iltos Kuf Samach Tes, the She'iltos says there are two types of hechsher mitzvahs, preparatory stages for mitzvahs. There's a hechsher mitzvah like cutting off the shofar from the ram. That's a hechsher mitzvah. Okay, you have to do it. There's a hechsher mitzvah like cutting the lulav out of the ground. That's any hechsher mitzvah. There are some type of hechsher mitzvahs that are in the category of hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah, where the Torah itself tells you to do this hechsher. So you're right, you don't count it as one of the 613, but it gains a special status. Hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torah. For example, sukkah. The Tzav is explaining why the Shilto says every Jew is chayiv to build a sukkah and sit in the sukkah. What do you mean sit in a sukkah and build a sukkah? Building a sukkah is not the mitzvah. Sitting in the sukkah. Building is just how you get there. Says the Netziv, no, because it says, Chag HaSukkos Tase Lecha. There's an allusion to the Hechsher Mitzvah. Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah. It applies to Sukkah. It applies to Uchsavta Ma'mezuzas Be'isacha V'Sherecha. Mezuzah. It applies to Tzitzis. V'Asulem Tzitzis. It might apply to Kavod and Onik Shabbos, because that's based on a Pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Nun Ches. This could also be on the list then. Making the Ktores. It's not part of the 613, it's not one of the 613, but according to the Tziv, this would be in Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah, and there are halachas that would kick in specifically by Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah. You might say Mitzvah Bo Yosemi B'Shlucho by a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah. You might say Osek B'Mitzvah Patim and HaMitzvah by a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva B'Torah, even though you only apply that to real mitzvahs. This is only a preparatory stage to a mitzvah. It doesn't matter. This could be in the category of Hechsher Mitzvah HaKsuva B'Torah, and there are nafgaminas related to this, as we've discussed in the past. Okay, Kiddushin, Zeriza Makdimah Mitzvahs, you apply to it. That's the Shiltos in Kuf Samach Tes. So this would be on the list. Continuing now the Chinuch, even though we say that everybody counts one mitzvah, making and burning the Ktoris, there is a Machlokas. What's the Machlokas about? Here we go. Aval yachluku by ben yinachet. There's another machlokas about Ktoris, though. Ki aramam zechrona lovracha yimne Ktoris ol shachwas v'shalarvas mitzvah achas. You know you have to give some ktoras in the morning and some ktoras in the afternoon. How many mitzvahs is that? Burning the ktoras. So the Rambam counts one. And the Chinuch counts one. V'haramban zechrona levracha kasav she'nimna shtayim v'ayasav b'sifro. The Ramban argues and says a mitzvah that you do twice a day, you count as two mitzvahs. That's why the Ramban argues on the Rambam in at least three different places. Number one, the Karban Tamid. We know the Karban Tamid is brought once in the morning and once in the afternoon. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of Karban Tamid. The Ramban, two mitzvahs. We know there's a mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema every day. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema, and the Chinuch behind him. And the Ramban says two mitzvahs. And here's number three. Ktoris. There's a mitzvah to do Ktoris twice a day. The Rambam counts one mitzvah, and the Chinuch counts one mitzvah. The Ramban counts two separate mitzvahs. Right? By all three. There is something else that comes up twice a day, and that's the special karban brought by the Kohen Gadol, the Chavite Kohen Gadol, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. There, even the Ramban agrees us once. Because there is one karban that's just hukrav at two different times. Half of it he's sarin in the morning, half of it he's sarin in the afternoon. But that's the exception to the rule. The other three, Ktoris and Kriyashma, and Tamid, all three of those, that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, how many mitzvos should be counted. That is quoted here. Rav Shechter, in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, discusses this machlokes, and he assumes, where does this come from? How could there be one mitzvah? If you do one in the morning, one in the afternoon, it sounds like the Ramban's right. It's two different actions. Two karbanis, two kriyashmas, two ktores. It must be, says Rav Shechter, explaining based on the Rav, V'yamar Bazar Rabbeinu, he quotes Rav Soloveitchik, Shaladasa Rambam, De Yesh Lomar, Da'af Dizman Kiyum HaMitzvah, De Tamit Shal Bein Arbayim, Shonehu Mizman Kiyum HaMitzvah, De Tamit Shal Shachar. Even though the time that you fulfill these mitzvahs are different, but the machayiv, the halachic generator of these mitzvahs is the same. It's the morning. The morning of every day is mechayev you to bring two tamids today. When do you bring the tamid? One morning, one afternoon. But really the mechayev, the conceptual idea that this mitzvah exists, are both in the morning. Sometimes, as we've quoted in the past, sometimes you can have a time for a mitzvah, but you can't do the mitzvah yet. For example, Mila, when does the baby boy become an RL? So it could be he becomes an RL the night of the eighth day, even though you can't do bris mila until the day. You can't do bris mila at night. But it could be he already has the status of an RL right when the day starts. When is there a status of a shofar? When is there a status of a shofar? The Shulchan Aruch says that if there's a shofar of an avodah zarah and you want to use it, you have to nullify it before yantiv starts. You have to get a goy to say, this is no longer avodah zarah. Asks the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha and Hilchah Shofar, why can't you just do it before the morning? Why do you have to do it before Yantav starts? You can't blow shofar at night. Answer, because the status of shofar starts right when Yantav starts. Even though you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of shofar until the next day, it could be that the status starts right away. So this comes up in a few places, but says the Rav, it could come up here too. Ktores, there's a chiyuv when dawn comes every day, there's a chiyuv to bring twice ktores today. You're right, you're Mekayim it at two times, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. But really, fundamentally, the chiyuv exists of in the morning. Okay, that's more. Rav Shechter, you can look it up. Feel free. In Eretz Tzvi and Siman Yud. Viter. Mishashi mitzvah zu. Let's talk about the shorish behind this mitzvah, the hashkafa. Gam kein. Just like we've said the past couple of mitzvahs. These are all based on mikdash mitzvahs. Lahagdil kvoda bayis velios ma'alasa umora o alpnei kala adam. To inspire people. So the mora, the awesome grandeur of the Beis HaMikdash, affects people. The efshar lahagdil davar belev ben adam umachshavaso. It's impossible to raise awareness and inspire people. Rak bedvarim shu choshiv asam l'gdula. Except by things that people think are amazing. And they get enjoyment and happiness from it. The yadua, and says the chinuch, ki inyan areach hatov, hu davar shenefesh adam nanis bo. And you know that a really great smell, that's something that your neshama gets, your nefesh gets. Umis ave elav, and yearns for. Umoshe chalev harbe, and it pulls the heart. The greatest smelling item that is humanly possible to make was the ktores. It smelled unbelievable. Imagine the most amazing smell you can think of. Imagine going into a bakery right after they made hot cinnamon buns. Whatever it is, imagine the greatest smell you could smell. Even greater than that was the ktores. We can't even fathom it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tad, and you put all these samamonim together, it made the most unbelievable smell. That had to be in the Beis HaMikdash. People come to the Beis HaMikdash, they smell, they're inspired. That's the message. Why you have the ktores there, it's the greatest. Right? The greatest, that affects a person. It goes to your neshama. How do you know that smell goes to your neshama? More than eating, more than seeing. How do you know smell? 2 points. First of all, the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, we know the beginning of the sixth parak, there's a source that you have to make a bracha, Berchas Hananin. What's the source? L'shem Arasu Malovav, Arasas Alavdei Adam. For some reason, later in the Masechta, there's a separate source for smell. How do you know you're supposed to make Bori Menei B'Samim before you smell? Ezuhu, special process, Kol HaNeshama Taloka. The Gemara says, Ezu Hanasha HaNeshama Nenesbo. The Gemara says it. What Hanah goes to the Neshama? That's smell. That smell. Smell goes to the Neshama. Also, why do you have B'Samim after Shabbos? Why do we have B'Samim? Because we know, the Neshama Yisera. So we're all sad. We lost our Neshama. So we have to smell something good. So you see, smell's connected to Ruchnius. Smell something about Reach. Reach Nichoach L'Hashem. So here too, we want the greatest smelling item in the entire world that's humanly possible to create. We want it in the Beis HaMikdash. Ach Amar Zecharno Levracha. It's even, the Gemara says in Maseches Tamid, that what? When they were mocked to the Ktoris and it went up, it's an amazing Gemara. They smelled it in Yericho. Yericho's not so close. Yericho's not so close to Yerushalayim. The Gemara says they smelled it in Yericho. The Gemara there in Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Maseches Tamid does have Gemara on it. Maseches Midos does not. But Taman, at the end of Kachim, it has Gemara. So there in the Gemara on the Vlamana Mabez, it says there are many things that happened in Yerushalayim that affected Yericho. May Yericho Ayeshomin call Shar Gadol Sheniftach. When they opened the big gate in Yerushalayim in the morning, it was so loud, they heard it in Yericho. May Yericho Ayeshomin Shomat Grefa, when they scraped up for the Trumas Hadeshen. May Yericho, they used to hear the Levium singing. May Yericho Ayeshomin call Ben Arza, when they used to ring the bell in order to get certain avodas done. When they heard the Khalil, and they heard somebody waking up the Kohanim. All of these they heard in Yericho. It says the last one on the list, Yericho Hayemirichin Reach Pita Maktoris. It was such a strong, amazing smell, they heard it in Yericho. Pretty far. So if you look in the Ravid has a commentary in Maseches Tamid. The Ravid says, it doesn't mean they heard it from Yerushalayim to Yericho. Yericho was a special place. It means they heard it in Yerushalayim and in Yericho. That's what it means, Yericho Yishom. It was still a nace, an amazing nace. That's what the Ravid says right here in the Hashmatas, on the Gemara in Tamid. The Kolhanach Diktani Shayishpam Yericho, Shemaisa Nisim Hayu, Vidavka Haya Yericho Nishma, Davkin Yericho, Velo Lashard Stadim, Bibeshi Yericho Haisa Kemo Yerushalayim. Wow, that's an amazing line of the Ravid. Yericho was like Yerushalayim, Ibnei, Shehiyaisa Tchilas Kibush Eretz Yisrael. That was the first city conquered by the Jews when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Ukimo Hachtitrumas Dagon, Sarach Litrom, Kenitrama Eretz Yisrael Atzma. Yericho is the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. It's kind of ironic that no Jews lived there, and there was a promise that we were never allowed to rebuild Yericho. But that inherently, the Kedusha of Yericho is like Trum of Eretz Yisrael. Omishum kach hitrima Yoshua lios kodesh. That's why Yeshua said it's kodesh Lashem, and nobody should get benefit. Lefichach hikimo Yerushalayim, and all these things that you smelled and you heard in Yerushalayim also apply to Yericho. Amazing. One other ha'ara. The Gemara says in Yuma about the Ketores, some might know, the Gemara says that no Kohen ever got to do the Avoda of the Ketores a second time. It was once in your life. Why? Because there was a skula. The Ketores brought Ashirus, special skula for Ashirus of the Avodas HaKetores, and that's why a Kohen only got to do it once. That's what the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, based on the Mishnah there. One other Ha'ara related to Ketores, and then we'll move on in the Chinuch, is a beautiful Klayakar. The Klayakar at the end of Tetzaveh on this Mitzvah says, we know there are two Mizbeachs. There's the Mizbeach that animals were brought on, and this Mizbeach that Ketores was brought on. You know why? Because by every Avera, our Guf is affected, and our Neshama is affected. And therefore, we have to bring something that resembles our guf as a karban to be mechaper for the guf. And we have to bring something that resembles our neshama to be mechaper for the neshama. And that's why animals are brought on the outside mizbeach, because that's mechaper for our guf. And ktores, which is incense, which is all spiritual. There's nothing there. It's smoke. It's not gashmi. That's mechaper for our neshama that was also affected by the chait. Mikol makom gam neshama tzricha kapara achrei kolash asher utama'a baguf anogav azeh veinim eskaperes benefesh abeheima ki in dimyon zel azeh. You can't expect the animal that's being burnt to be mechaper for your neshama. The animal has to do with my neshama. Ki ruach b'nei adam olu l'malav ruach abeheima yoredes l'mata, as it says in Kohelas. Ve'echtia nefesh abeheima hakaleh v'nifsad t'mura l'nifshas adam hakayemes l'netzach. And that's why we have two mizbeachs, and that's why we have two different types of karbanos. We have ketores, and we have animals. Beautiful kleyaker. Viter, let's continue. Midini ha-mitzvah. Masha amru, what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? Number one, shepita maktores, haya chamisha aso simanim. Sabamanim. We know there are 15 spices. Arba miyem ufurashin batar v'achad asar kabbalah. Four are recorded in the Torah at the beginning of Kisisa, and the other 11, we have a kabbalah on. Right, so not all of them are explicit. We know the chelbana, one of the spices, smelled very, very bad. Very foul odor. And the message of the Ketores is that you put all Jews together, everything smells great. It smells beautiful. We have personal faults, but you put all the Ketores together, put all the spices together, it's the most beautiful smell in the entire world. That's Achdus. That's what happens when Jews come together. There's an interesting discussion about one of the spices. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in the Oz Beis, in the bottom of the column, back on the first page, in Oz Beis, the mor. What is mor? So there is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. What is mor? The Rambam says, I'll read it to you. The Minchas Chinuch quotes it in Dibur Maskul Mor. Mor hu dam hatzarur b'chaya shebahodu. Hayadua lakol shem is basmin bo b'nei adam b'chol makom. Mor is the blood of some wild animal in Hodu, in India. That's known that you always use his blood to put into the spices. That's the Rambam. Says the Ravid. It's blood from an Indian wild animal. He says, "Ein daiti mekabela sheyachnisu b'maisa hakot hektish dam shum chaya ba'olam." They're going to put in a dam of a chaya into the Ktores. Kol shekein dam chaya temeya. Also, the Rambam's probably talking about a tray for chaya. You're going to put that into the base of Migdash, into the Ktores. Can't be. Therefore, the Ravid argues, more must be something else. And the Ramban and Kisisa agrees with the Ravid. Says the Kesef Mishnah, no. How do you defend the Rambam? The Rambam is defended because once it's made into blood and it's pulverized, then it loses its status. Yesh lomar, shekivan shenishtana mitzuras dam, v'nasek ka'afar ba'alma, v'hu bosem me reach tov, lama yigara. Or the Radvaz says the same thing at the end, but then earlier the Radvaz says, he says, how does the Ravid know it's not kosher? Says the Radvaz 500 years ago, lo yadati minayin lo ki anisha alti lo tagarim hamivino somim komo. I asked merchants that came from India, the amrudli, and they said to me, shumin chaya domel tzvi olo ofer hayalim. It's like a deer. It can be kosher. V'shem chaya tahori. Who says it's not kosher, Mr. Ravid? V'im ibdeshu dam chaya v'lo matir dam chaya shirichas lemikdash. You never find any other dam chaya that goes into the base of Mikdash. Then he says what the Kesef Mishnah says. Nisbatam mitoras dam v'nifsan mios ochel v'chazer alios afar ba'alma. And then he says you don't get benefit anyway from it itself. It's just the reyach and reichalav milsahi. But that is a machlokas, a detail, but it's a fascinating machlokas about the more, what exactly the more was. There's also a discussion in Oz Dalid, the Menachas Chinuch quotes the Ramban al HaTorah and others. When do you salt? Do you put salt on the Ketores along with the rest of the spices? The Ramban al HaTorah says yes. The Melach Tzorach Sheyachlis Biktaras B'Shaz Asiyah. You also have to put salt in. Let's put salt in. It says memulach tahar kodesh. You have to put salt in. And the other mafarshim on the top, cholik alav, memulach does not mean that. It just means mixed well. Memulach might just mean mixed well, but not having salt. Okay, that's a machlokas about whether that is what is put in or not. Continuing a little bit more, we'll talk tomorrow. The next year, there's a lot to talk about related to the binyan of the mizbeach, but I'll save that for the next year, so we could split it up. But midini amitzvah, masha amru shebidon k'toras. We mentioned all the samamanim. Umasha amru shaktoras nasis beinai de kohen hedyot, kohen gadol hedyot. A kohen gadol or a kohen hedyot could make the k'toras. In the Minchas Chinuch, on the Os Yud Aleph at the bottom of the page, bottom left, he says he thinks even zarim and women could make it. Why should they not be able to make it? To do the avoda, obviously, a kohen. But they think, v'nira da'asiyas ha'ktoras, ha'ideha umnin, v'yafshas yasob ha'kodesh. Yes, you have to do it in a holy spot, mikol makom k'sheira, bizarim, ubenashim, v'chol ha'psulim. Making the ktoras can be done by any. V'yamru shem lo hikter b'boker, back to the chinuch, if you weren't makterid when you were supposed to, then you're mevatel the asay. We didn't mention at all how much has to be burned. How much does it mean? By a carbon mincha, we know there are minimums. There's an isaron. How much of a ktoras you have to burn every day? Says the Minchas Chinuch, previous paragraph. V'nira pashut, ta'akdara shekasavnu dipikizayis yotia kabanim. He says kizayis. Bevadei tzorach lios, ha'kizayis nikta b'masachas. You gotta burn a kizayis each time. Aval chati zayis atov ha'achar zman chati zayis eid mitstarfin. It's not mitstaref. U'kadei achilas pras lo shayach rak b'dvar achila. You can't say, oh, you have 3 to 9 minutes, like kadei achilas pras, like an eating. That's an eating. You don't just say that's an automatic time. So therefore he says you got to do a kazayis at once. That's what I think the shear is, even though there is no raya or gemara about this. Okay, we'll have to stop here tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, next week, we will talk about the uniqueness of the Mizbeach HaKtores, because the Isser tomorrow, the next Isser of Kuv Dalet, is not bringing anything else except for Ktores on the Mizbeach. So it's a connected mitzvah. B'ez Hashem, we'll talk more then. We didn't get to any of the answers why the Mizbeach is mentioned at the end of the Tzaveh. B'ez Hashem, we'll get to a couple of the answers and lundis then. Everybody should have a Freilich in Purim, and we should be zochet to geulas v'yeshuos.